Good morning. Steve Sherlock here for Steve's 2 cents. Here in Franklin, Mass. Monday, August 23rd. In the morning. Here anyway. Hopefully it'll find you maybe in the morning or afternoon or evening, somewhere around. Also on the 23rd. Batch of storms and some heavy rain went through the evening last night. Heard the rain on the window AC unit. Woke me up about 3:30. Fortunately, I went back to sleep and managed to stay the rest of the evening in bliss. Dreamland up this morning bright and early. Out for my walk, now to get to work. The key piece that the weather seems to have broken with, at least, is the storms. The front that passed through seems to have cleared away the humidity. Clear, crystal clear blue skies this morning, and a nice gentle breeze, lacking in humidity. Nice way to start the day, nice way to start the week. So that's what we got. Our soccer team, the New England Revolution, is in the summer doldrums, though. Having lost 4 MLS games in a row, last 2 at home. Haven't scored a goal. Ouch. And they had so much promise. I think they still have promise, but they need to solve their issues. And while I haven't done some other analysis that maybe you can help us with, I think there's the tale of two teams that would be worthy of comparison. New York FC is at the top of the table. Their win at home against LA, 1-0 on Saturday, got them 41 points. They have a +1 goal differential. For those that are not soccer aficionados, the difference between the number of goals they've scored, which is 44, and given up, 43, is a +1. And that's usually a good indication of the team's success. So while they only have a +1, they're sitting at the top of the table with 41 points. They certainly have made the goals that they've scored very effective in winning. They've had a blowout. There was at least one 7-0 game. They wish they had back, I'm sure. And that segues into the Revs, who lost 4-0 and then 2-0 in the last two games. And are sitting way down the table with only 26 points. And while the 43 goals New York has given up, that's second to the Revs' 47 goals that they've given up. But the Revs have only scored 32, and thereby are sitting at a negative 17. Actually, 30. So it's negative 17 goal differential. So they've given up 17 more goals than they've scored. So clearly, if 43 and 47 is not a whole lot of difference, you can give up a lot of goals and still be at the top of the table. The key is you've got to score. And the Revs certainly haven't scored, at least as indicated in the last two games when they were lost by 4-0, 2-0. So that's what the numbers at least give us on the face of it. Let's dig a little deeper into the numbers. What may be driving the difference between the two? I'll posit a couple of things. One, the age of the team. The Revs are touted as having one of the youngest teams in MLS. With lack of age comes lack of experience. New York FC has one of the older teams and one of the more experienced teams. And when push comes to shove, experience counts. At least in this example, I think New York FC has shown it. when you got the likes of the David Villa, Perello, Frank Lampard, Steve Gerrard, those four names alone as their marquee players, comparison to the Revs with only one marquee player, Kai Kamara. That might be a bit of a difference right there. 4-1. New York, I believe, added a player or two during the transfer window, and that I would need to validate. I know New England did not add a player during the transfer window. They actually gave up one of their forwards, Charlie Davies. Traded him away to Philadelphia. So it begs the question, why would you trade a forward when you're not scoring a whole lot of goals and not replace him with somebody? Yeah, no real answers to that question at this point. They did get draft picks and allocation money. Maybe they're preparing for something else. But at this point, they certainly haven't added to the team. They've subtracted from the team. And subtracted from the team a fairly senior member. So if anything, to my point in terms of the age and experience, maybe also the team chemistry. Losing Charlie, coincidentally, the 4-0 defeat was at the hands of Philadelphia, where Charlie made an appearance in the 82nd minute. Did not score, but had a couple of chances. And then the 2-0 loss against Columbus, who's sitting below them in the table, and we should have won at home. We had beat them the last time, 3-1. But such as it is. So the Revs need to figure out what they're doing. The team overall needs to figure out. Maybe it is something of the team chemistry. Maybe it is something of the youth. Full lack of experience. Maybe that's just what it is. We're just going to suffer some growing pains, so to speak, this season. There's 9 games left, but at this point, if they don't start winning a whole lot, they're not going to make the playoffs. So it'll be a short season. So that's what I've got for this morning. Some numbers leading to some analysis. For those who are soccer aficionados, if you agree or disagree, let's get into a conversation. Drop me a line, comment, etc. We can discuss. For the others, do you have some similar numbers that you can look at, either for your soccer team or for your business? And what do the numbers tell you? What story is behind there? Use this as an opportunity to figure out. Take a pulse check. See what's going on. Till next time, take care. Steve Sherlock here for Steve's 2 Cents in Franklin, Mass.